أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويا قوم لا يجرمنكم شقاقي أن يصيبكم مثل ما أصاب قوم نوح أو قوم هود أو قوم صالح وما قوم لوط منكم ببعيد واستغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه إن ربي رحيم ودود قالوا يا شعيب ما نفقه كثيرا مما تقول وإنا لنراك فينا ضعيفا ولولا رهطك لرجمناك وما أنت علينا بعزيز صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 89, 90 and 91 of Surah Hud. The discussion that has continued for few verses is Sayyiduna Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, that was sent to the people of Madian, his invitation to them and their response to Sayyiduna Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam, and now his response that has been continuing. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شِقَاقِي. He said, O my people, do not make your enmity, your opposition to me, a means, a yusibakum, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment, that you are afflicted, مِثْلُ مَا أَصَابَ قَوْمَ نُوحٍ أَوْ قَوْمَ هُودٍ أَوْ قَوْمَ صَالِحٍ. Like how the people of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam were afflicted and punished by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The entire nation was wiped out, drowned. The people of Hud alayhi salatu wa salam, the people of Hud alayhi salatu wa salam, that is the people of Ad, they were completely wiped out. Aw qawma salih, or like the people of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wa salam, they were completely wiped out. It is apparent from this verse that they had known about the punishments that had come down to the various people before them. They had some knowledge, if not full knowledge, about what was going on. وَمَا قَوْمُ لُوتٍ مِنْكُمْ بِبَعِيدٍ. And the people of Lut alayhi salatu wa salam is not far off from you. Far off from you could mean that the distance of time between you and Lut alayhi salatu wa salam is a very much shorter span than that of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. And geographically also, Madain, Madian actually is in the region of Urdun of Jordan, and Lut alayhi salatu wa salam's people were today where the Black Sea is. So even geographically it is not far. If you go and see what had happened, then you will know. So time wise and also space wise, geographically, it is not far from you. But then Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam said to his people, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ, and make istighfar, seek forgiveness from your Rabb. Now we see this continuously. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam reminded the people, even when they had disbelieved, that there is one thing that you have to do, is seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A kafir's forgiveness will be that he brings iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then of course he practices. A Muslim's tawbah will be from ill deeds, wrong deeds, and then he will turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, then turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Two qualities of Allah that he describes, إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. Certainly my Rabb is Rahim, my Rabb is all kind, and my Rabb is Wadood, my Rabb is all loving. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that Rabb, that Allah Rabbul Izzat created insan, because Allah ta'ala wanted to show his love upon insan. That is why Allah ta'ala created us in the first place. Allah ta'ala created Jannah. Why did Allah ta'ala create Jannah? Because of the love that Allah ta'ala has for insan. Allah sent this continuous chain of Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam right to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why did Allah ta'ala send Anbiya? Because of Allah ta'ala's love. Allah sent Wahi, Allah sent Kitab. Why did Allah ta'ala do all of that? Because of Allah Ta'ala's love for insan, Allah gave us a shariat, the do's and the don'ts. Because of Allah Ta'ala's love for us, and Allah Ta'ala wants us also to love Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So istighfar and tawbah is something that needs to be continuous in the life of every believer. Now the response is a long one. The first ayat of the response, قَالُوا يَا شُعَيْبُ, they said, O Shu'aib, مَا نَفْقَهُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَقُولُ, we do not understand much of what you are saying. Now we discussed, Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam was Khatibul Anbiya. He was the orator. He was the person whom Allah had gifted with the power of speech. And there was no way that he would have spoken in a way that people would have not understood. When he was the Khatib of the Anbiya, and we see how clear Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam spoke. So what was this? It was either they did not pay attention to Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, or either they did not want to understand what Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam saying, or it was the arrogance that they responded in this way to Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam. Wa inna lanaraka fina dha'ifa, O Shu'aib, certainly we see that you are weak amongst us. And this is the whole thing in this world. They weaken a community, a people, and they'll destroy that people. Here, Shu'aib alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah, and obviously the Nabi of Allah has that quwwat and that power that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect him, and Allah ta'ala will grant him all the resources that he requires. وَلَوْلَا رَحْتُكُمْ لِي, it was not for your people. Now we know that he came from Madian, he was from the people of Madian, and he was sent to his own people. So obviously he had his tribe, he had his family. If it was not from your family, larajamnak, then we would have stoned you. Stoned you doesn't mean they would have just threw a few pebbles, but stoned you means we would have stoned you to death. We would have killed you. Wama anta alayna bi aziz, and you have no might, you have no power upon us. In other words, you are too weak. And if we do this, it'll be like we will just bulldoze you, trample over you, and that is the end of you. And this was the response of the people of Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam. He is concerned that Allah's azab mustn't come upon them, and their concern is to do away with Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.